Christmas. Seems we're all so busy trying to beat the other fellow and making things go faster and look shinier and cost less that Christmas and I are sort of getting lost in the shuffle.
Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a star. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
Couple of days away from Christmas. You know, honestly, the world we live in nowadays, it's not too late to get some Christmas gifts, whether you're shopping locally or you're jumping online, be it through Amazon or so many of the online stores. It's amazing to me how the system works nowadays where you can order something. And even here in Saskatchewan, you can have it delivered often the very next day or within 48 hours. So maybe we'll get some good ideas here. Last minute tech shopping with Mark Saltzman, who we like to check in with every once in a while, our tech expert. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, Brent. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you as well. I always love having a chat with yourself because you always have some neat ideas. And I was looking through some of the latest lists that you had published in the Saskatchewan papers and that. And I see a lot of bigger items. You know, I think of Nintendo gaming systems. But a couple of things that really popped out to me. I love the idea of this portable TV, a battery-powered portable TV, and the mug warmer, too. Like, this is stuff that really resonates with me. Can you tell me a bit about them?
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, to your point, I have a weekly column with Post Media every Sunday, and I did try to find products, like gift ideas ranging from $25 all the way up to, I guess the TV is probably the most expensive, which is obviously a bit more of a, you know, a family gift if you've been saving up and you want to take advantage of any pre-holiday sales. So yeah, the TV is, it's called Stand By Me 2. Stand By Me, kind of like the movie, mm-hmm. And book from Stephen King. It's from LG. It's on a stand that rolls around your home. And so the idea is that the kids may be over for a sleepover, you have family over for the holidays, and you don't normally have a TV in a kid's room. Well, they can watch a Disney movie and fall asleep, and then you wheel it out and to another room, right? So the idea is that you can bring it from place to place, or even if you have a summer home, you're fortunate to have a cottage or cabin on a lake, you can bring it because it also detaches from the stand. It's a 27-inch touchscreen TV. When it's on the stand, by the way, you can also rotate it. So it is battery powered. It doesn't have to be plugged in. It lasts a few hours without power in the wall. But what's also neat and unique about the LG Stand By Me 2 is that you can rotate it from portrait to landscape view and back again. So if you're, you know, watching like, yeah, TikTok videos or Instagram videos in the kitchen, following along with a recipe, or you're working out in the family room on a mat or doing yoga or whatever, you can change the orientation. So I thought it was just unique to see this TV. So it is $13.99. You may find it for less, by the way, that's the suggested retail price. But yeah, that was one. And then on the lower end, right, you mentioned the coffee warmer. I work from home. I love having a hot cup of coffee, but I find that, you know, I start writing an article or I start doing some research for my weekly radio show, shameless plug, on CKOM every Sunday. Yep. And next thing I know, my coffee is cold, so I got to go nuke it or something. So this is just a $25 wooden, it's a metal plate with, it's fancy looking with wood around it, but you put your coffee or your tea on it or hot chocolate, and it keeps it warm for hours. You know, so the idea is that you can just put it down and keep it warm, and you can choose the degree, like how hot you want it, but it's a larger plate. It's a 4.3 inches. So yeah, it's a nice heating plate, which looks nice. And it plugs into your computer, or you can plug it into the wall.
Looks very cool. You know, and I'm from the generation when I think of video games, like for me, I'd be thinking Intellivision or Sega. I know the world's a very different place now, and I can't keep up with my grandsons trying to, you know, they'll give me a controller and say, hey, come play with this. And I like, I can't. I just can't do it. Like, it's just amazing how the technology right. has advanced. So what are some of the game-related items that you're recommending this Christmas?
first of all, Brent, we're similar, I think, in age. ColecoVision was my gift when in the early 80s. That was my 13th birthday bar mitzvah gift. That's all I wanted. My parents were like, "You sure you don't want jewelry?" I'm like, "Why would I need jewelry? Give me a video game system." So I grew up playing Atari and in television, which was great for sports, by the way, and then ColecoVision. But yeah, so I'm still, for 31 years, I've been reviewing games. It's been a fun gig, I got to tell you. But the idea is that when you want to gift a game for a loved one, you just have to know if they already own it and if they like that genre altogether and what system they've got. There's a lot of questions. So I tried to address that in one of those post-media articles that I alluded to earlier. So, you know, maybe it's best to get a gift card. I know it's a little bit cold. Some people don't like gift cards, but the kids sure don't mind if they can redeem it for a downloadable game. Of course, Nintendo Switch 2 is really popular. It came out in June. This is that handheld gaming system from Nintendo that you can play on the device itself. It's got a screen, but you can also dock it and play it on a big screen TV. But some of my favorite games of the year, I would say, speaking of Nintendo Switch, it would be one's called Donkey Kong Bonanza. It's a lot of fun for kids and kids at heart. There's an Indiana Jones-based game that's a little bit more about puzzle solving, even though there's some action, and that's playable on multiple systems. It doesn't have to just be Nintendo. In fact, the Nintendo version isn't out until early next year, but it's on Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. You also have to keep in mind the age, by the way, of the person you're buying for. And I tried to call this out in the article, too, because you don't want to buy something inappropriate. There's a letter in the corner of every video game box, like E for everyone, T for teen, M for mature, and so on. So just be mindful of that if you're, you know, if you're not sure. You don't want to gift, you know, a Grand Theft Auto to an 8-year-old, even though they may love it. It's not appropriate.
Okay. What are some of the other items in the game world?
Yeah, so for game accessories, the PC gaming is really hot in Saskatchewan. A lot of people are buying or building their own PC. Yeah. So accessories could be a widescreen monitor, a mechanical keyboard, a high-speed mouse for greater precision, especially if you play competitively online, some of those action games. You know, so think of that, maybe speakers or a headset microphone so that you can trash talk with your friends. So again, the idea is to figure out what they have or don't have already. And speaking of computers, if you're looking to buy a new laptop for the family or treat yourself, maybe you're a on-the-go mobile professional, you might just be blown away at the battery life of some of these laptops. If it's been a couple of years since you bought one, there's one laptop that I included in my gift guide from a company called Asus, A-S-U-S.
Yep.
It's the ZenBook A14. It's a under $1,000 laptop. It's on sale for $400 off. And it's up to 32 hours of battery life.
32 hours.
I reviewed it in November for a U.S. publication, and I could not believe how long I left the charger at home and I went on a business trip to New York and back again to Toronto. And it was like, I didn't even need the charger.
Wow.
So keep in mind, it's not really for gamers. It's more for all purpose sort of computing, like, you know, word processing, email, social media, you know, that kind of stuff. If that's fine for you and you're not a hardcore gamer, because the processor, the chip that powers the computer isn't really designed for gaming. But if battery life is important to you, maybe not the sexiest of features, but if battery life is important to you, then wow, this is a trend that I hope continues well into 2026.
You hear Mark Saltzman Sunday afternoons at 2 Tech Talk, and we're checking in with Mark just with some ideas. If you're at this point where, I haven't got a gift for that person. And, you know, that was saying earlier, Mark, the beauty nowadays of the world, just 2 days from Christmas, it's not out of the line of possibility to think you could order something today and have it before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Or you can buy it online, pick it up in store, which is also an option. So kind of it's a bit of a hybrid approach. Or just go to your favorite local big box store to see what they've got. But do your homework, first of all. You know, again, I'm not knocking any retailers at all, but make sure you do your homework before you buy something at a big box store, whether it's an electronics retailer like a Best Buy or an all-purpose kind of big box store like a Walmart or Costco. Just, you know, read reviews from both customers and critics. compare pricing before you go and take advantage of any coupons or any kind of discounts you can take advantage of if they do like price matching, that kind of thing.
Good idea. We got to take a quick break, but there's something about the latest AirPods that I want to ask you about. We'll get into that next. The Evan Bray Show continues on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
You can beat the holiday traffic.
Oh, phooey with all your sunshine and lollipops. Where I come from, Christmas is a nightmare.
Well, at least they're excited, but they don't understand that special kind of feeling in Christmas land.
Back in with Mark Saltzman, our tech guy. You can listen to him on Sundays, 2 o'clock, CKOM, CJME, with Tech Talk. You know, and you made a good observation earlier, Mark, and I don't think, you said it might be cold. I think most people are okay with the gift card thing nowadays, and especially when it comes to electronics and all the different options and variables that may be involved. I think a lot of people are okay going out with that gift card and finding the perfect gaming system or next toy that they would love to have in their place.
Yeah, I just meant, you know, I mean, obviously it's a very practical gift, especially if you're not sure if the gift recipient is going to like the game you buy. There's kind of a funny Simpsons episode, I'm dating myself here, but it's from the 90s, where Bart really wanted this violent video game, and instead he got like a mini putt challenge game and he's so disappointed. And I always remember that. But yeah, the good thing about a gift card is, and hopefully this is still the case, that they don't expire anymore.
No, that's
Canadian
right.
Laws. And, you could put it towards something bigger too, if you can. Like you said, a system instead of a game itself. But yeah, no, I don't mind getting gift cards, I'll be honest with you. I just, you know, I know some people may turn their nose up at that because it's not as sentimental as hand-picking something or making something, right? You can also, we have one of those Cricut machines where my wife has been making custom tumblers, you know, drink cups for her friends with their names on
that's
them
cool.
and stuff like that. It's a bit ambitious, but
yeah, that's nice though. Personal touch. Hey, I wanted to ask you about the AirPods Pro 3. I have never used AirPods, but some things lately have got me thinking maybe I should, because I see more and more people of the older generation, perhaps, are looking at using AirPods as almost like a hearing aid, as a hearing assist device. But then when I was reading in your post here about the AirPods Pro 3, am I reading this right, that these things are capable of doing translation?
Yes. They're not the first, mind you. Google has done it not as well, I would argue, even though the iPods are a bit limited in how many languages they support out of the gate. But yeah, so we're referring to, of course, just to bring everyone up to speed, these little Bluetooth earbuds that go in your ear and they wirelessly connect to your phone. Yeah. When you pair them with an iPhone, and that's one of the kind of the downsides with AirPods, is they don't work as well with an Android phone. So you need an iPhone. And then in the app, you can select your mother tongue, for me, English, and then you can select what other language you want to have the artificial intelligence recognize and correct. Yeah, if you select a language such as Spanish, and you go to Mexico this holiday season, or to Spain, and someone is talking to you in Spanish in near real time, you will hear what they are saying in English in your ears.
This is so Star Trek, man.
Really,
this is
it
crazy.
Works well, yeah, a little Star Trek-y. Now, to answer back though, the app, you'll have to hold up your iPhone, and it'll show what you are saying in English and Spanish on the screen, so the person you're chatting with can understand you if they don't speak English, which is problematic if you're talking to an Uber driver.
Oh, yeah, good point.
You want their eyes on the road. But if they're wearing AirPods 3 or later, so anything going forward, then they will also hear it, you know, back in their ears. You know, what happened in the States in October of 2022 is that they started to offer hearing aids over the counter. So you no longer had to meet with an audiologist and pay through the nose for hearing aids. It is for more mild to moderate hearing loss, not, you know, full deaf or even close to having being really hard of hearing. But the idea is that it democratized and also destigmatized it, because they're getting smaller and smaller and people don't have any issues wearing them. And AirPods kind of took a page from that, and they sound great for music or podcasts or whatever you're listening to. You're streaming your CKOM or CJME. Yeah. You can hear that. Or they have noise canceling. It'll block out ambient noise. And then they started adding environmental acceleration. So like it'll actually boost the audio around you, serving almost like a hearing aid for those with mild to moderate hearing loss. So they work really well. Yeah, they're not cheap. They're about $300 or a little bit more, but the battery life has been improved. The audio quality is great. You can find them if you lose them. You can track them on your phone. So there's a lot to like about the AirPods, but if you are an Android user like Samsung or Pixel, which is from Google, then they have different earbuds that I would recommend instead. Yeah. Many of them have that language translation feature as well.
That's my fear is having them, I'd be afraid I'd lose them. You know, at least if they if they were wired, I would think, at least, well, if they fall out and it's wired, it's no big deal. But I know myself, I have found AirPods as I've been out walking my dog. So I'm thinking, these things aren't perfect as far as staying in your ear, are they?
Yeah, it's true. Some people, you know, budget permitting, you can have a cheap pair that you go with. And, you know, they remove the headphone jack from a lot of these phones. So you're, unless you have an adapter, the wired ones don't work well at all anyways. But you could find like a sub $25 pair of earbuds that you use for jogging, walking the dog. And then the more premium ones when you're, you know, when you're more comfortable using them. But a lot of them are waterproof, so you know, or sweatproof as well. So people just use the AirPods all the time. But yeah, finding them if you lose them is certainly a good idea, given how small they are.
You got a lot of great ideas in here. We're pretty well out of time, Mark. So if someone listening right now hears about some of the products we've been talking about, what's the best way they can get that information?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on the show, Brent. Your listeners can simply do a web search for me, and I'm on all the social media platforms. They can find the links to the articles that I write. It's Mark Saltzman, Mark with a C, S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N. And, of course, I'll be chatting about this every Sunday at 2 p.m. on CKOM and CJME on Tech Talk.
You got her. Hey, before I let you go, after the news here, I'm going to be doing a segment on your favorite toy memories. You reminisce about that one toy you really loved as a kid. Maybe you've still got it. Is there one that sticks in your mind?
Well, I wish I still had it. It was that ColecoVision we talked about earlier, maybe worth something today. Well, probably not that I played on it. You know, if you don't open it, then yeah. Other than that, the only other really sort of sentimental one I can remember is our dog that we got when I was a kid, a poodle named Pierre. Aww. So that's probably the best gift I ever got. I don't know if it was for Hanukkah or my birthday, but it was a gift, and that was amazing.
Lovely memory. Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for your time, Mark. All the best over the holiday season.
And to you. Thank you so much for having me. Happy, healthy holidays in 2026 to you.
The Evan Bray Show continues on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.